Hey everyone, before we really get into the episode, we wanted to go over the results of Debate Monday. Now, we kind of extended that out throughout the week, but we started as Debate Monday, Debate Monday, whatever you want to call it. That's how we started. That's how it's going to go. From now on, we like having these weekly polls, as you would say, but here are the results. Out of these four Super Bowl halftime performances, get rid of one. Now, the overwhelming winner, this is a landslide. This was a runaway, too. It was a runaway. Your winner is the Black Eyed Peas. That's right. They won 78% of all the total votes. That's between all of our social media platforms. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and through our website as well. Now, the second place is very interesting. It is very interesting. I may have caused this. This was a joke, but I do take responsibility for this. Number two is Maroon 5. I thought that was a very terrible performance. If it was chosen, I think people would have gone for that instead of the Black Eyed Peas, but that was an original choice. But, you know, I stage a coup on my own Debate Monday stuff. Yeah. Coming in third place was Beyonce, only two votes total throughout all the social media platforms. It made up literally like 0.06% of the entire polling. There was one vote for Aerosmith, which I thought was very interesting. And then there was one vote for the football game itself, just bring back Coachella. Well, we can't have that right now. And I'm deeply sorry about that. People are idiots. Anyways, nobody voted for Shakira and J-Lo or Prince, which was honestly surprising by that. But thank you guys so much for participating in Debate Monday, and it stretched out throughout the week. We're going to try to do this more and announce the results at the beginning of each new episode so that people know what others think. With that being said, let's get on with the episode. For realsies. For realsies. Hello, and welcome back to the Poorly Written Podcast, the only podcast where, well, you know, we're not priority. We know who the favorite child is. We know who the favorite child is, and it's not this.
Never will be.
Never will be. It came along a little too late, you know? Oh, that's awful. Someone's going to be mad at us. I'm Zach.
And I am Mike.
Mike is in trouble. Well, we're about to be in trouble. Oh my god. Yeah, that's how we're starting the episode. Jeez, this is going great for a sports episode.
Oh, I know. It's great. Just as good as the Jets' season.
Yeah, so it's just me and Mike today. Yep. You know, because some people aren't into football like we are, others weren't able to make it, so it's a one-on-one episode. How do you feel about that, Mike?
I feel like it's a good thing. I feel like if it's, you know, these one-on-one interactions can actually have some entertainment value with people without people talking over each other.
See, Mike is just trying to build his Instagram following, so, you know, there you
go. My Instagram following? I barely let anyone follow me.
So this year's Super Bowl matchup is between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tom Brady 2.0.
No, it's not. No, we're not. No. We're not Tom Brady 2.0. No, we're not New England of the South. First you got the Toronto Raptors down in Tampa, now you got the Patriots down in Tampa, and then the Tampa Bay Lightning went and won a championship in the NHL. I mean, what's going on? What's in the water? Not to mention the Rays making it to the finals.
It's weird.
I don't think the Tampa Bay Raptors are going to make it to the NBA finals, but they are certainly going to try.
They will try.
Anyways, today's episode, we are talking about the Super Bowl as a whole, prop bets, halftime, attendance, commercials, blah, 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 blah. We're going to do a quick championship weekend recap. So who made it? Who didn't? Why did it?
That's going to be fun.
And then the matchup, and we're going to pick some winners. So maybe.
All right, let's get into it.
let's get the show on the road. First of all, Mike, do you have the prop bets?
Yes, I
Let's
do,
just
Zach.
get
I
the
have.
really fun stuff out of the way. And now people love halftime. People love, the commercials. I'm not saying halftime's gonna be bad. I don't know what the Weeknd's planning on doing for the halftime show. He did just pour $7 million into the halftime show to help make it feel like what it's supposed to be in his vision.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it blows us away. I mean, anything's better than that Maroon 5 performance that we got a couple years ago. Anything.
You're still harping on that, aren't you?
You know what? When you tease Travis Scott and then you tease SpongeBob Sweet Victory and you just kind of screw us over on like a huge collab potential, you kind of ruin it for me.
Yeah, that's the only part of Super Bowl me and you watched. I remember that.
That one was just a bad Super Bowl too. Like that was the one where the Rams got beat by the Patriots by like what? How many fingers am I holding up? Score. I didn't watch it. I
Exactly.
refused to watch it because the Patriots just kept getting into the Super Bowl when Tom Brady wasn't as good.
I know it's sad. It was just annoying.
Well, that was annoying, but I think I was just more annoyed the Patriots got in. I mean, like now, like
Yeah.
Tampa got in, and I'm like, they haven't been back in a while, despite Tom Brady. I'll give them a little pass, but yeah, prop bets. Do you have
Yeah.
any? Prop bets are always
Yep.
interesting. Wasn't there one a couple years ago, back when the Seahawks beat the Broncos, where it's like there would be a fumble on the first snap of the play, and the guy made like a lot of money on it.
Yeah, I think it was like 'cause it was a safety or something.
It was the first play of the game would be a safety. And I
Right.
remember watching that Super Bowl, and that was the first play, and then reading the article about it the next day. But is there any interesting prop bets for this one?
Well, there's the usual what's going to be first, Pop-Tarts or Doritos.
It's always
That those are
Doritos.
always a big two
It's always
because Doritos is
Doritos.
always there. Yeah. Well, actually it wasn't last year.
Oh, you're right, they weren't. I think it
Yeah.
was Pop-Tarts last year.
Yeah, and for like the beer one, it's either Budweiser or Bud White slash Bud White Seltzer.
Well, Budweiser isn't playing any ads this year because, and this is the reason why, they aren't playing any because, they're donating the money that they would have made into a Super Bowl commercial and giving it to like COVID-19 relief or, effort.
Okay.
There's a lot of companies that are doing it. Pepsi, even though they own the halftime show, they're doing it too. And I think
Oh.
Microsoft was doing it as well. It's very interesting what they're planning on doing with all that.
Yeah, and also there's gonna be like who's gonna win versus Eli versus Peyton Manning, 'cause they're doing like a Frito-Lay commercial.
Right. That is true.
So
They
who's
are
gonna
doing a
win?
commercial. There's a lot
Who's gonna
going on.
win?
Mind you, we're not talking about the actual game yet.
If only.
I haven't seen any crazy prop bets taken in the Super Bowl. Mind you, we are recording this we're recording this almost a week away, so I mean most of those prop bets come up like within a few days.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if you see something similar happen at the end of the NFC Championship where Tom Brady just threw three picks. That's just me.
Yeah.
He's an old man in terms of the NFL. I mean, he's an old man. His bedtime's like 6 o'clock.
No, it's bedtime 7. He works out till 6 o'clock.
He works out till 6 o'clock, and then he goes to bed at 7. But basically, that I wouldn't be surprised if someone takes a bet on that, like Tom Brady throws three picks in the second half.
Yeah.
But
That
we're.
that's gonna be a bit.
That might be an interesting one. I remember there was a prop bet about. There's always a prop bet for wardrobe malfunctions, especially when women are performing,
Oh yeah.
because they want to relive that Janet Jackson thing. For those people who take the bet, you're all a bunch of pervs.
And they're all gonna lose a bunch of money, so.
And they always lose a bunch of money. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
And they just be like, YOLO! And we're like, okay.
Yeah, they
You
call
also
that
lost that
responsible
box.
gambling, but when you inflate GameStop stock, that's called too much and manipulating the market and bunch of dumb.
Okay.
We got a bunch of stuff we're not gonna really talk about.
Right,
Focus.
sports ball.
Sports
Sports ball.
ball. Sports ball. Sports ball.
Right, and one of the big ones is what song is going to open the halftime show?
Ooh, I said ooh. I think it's Blinding
Blinding
Lights.
Lights?
Yeah. You
I don't
know,
know. I don't think that's
I
really an
don't know.
opening
That was just
one.
kind of a joke too, but I think it would
Starboy?
do. You know, that would be a really good one to open up with.
The thing is, we're not considering. He might pull a Prince and do like only two original songs.
That's true. But he's
Because
doing
Blinded by
things.
the, because Blinding Lights isn't, I don't think it's an original song of his.
Is it?
Because I'm pretty sure
See,
it's like a cover of Blinded by the Light.
maybe it was inspired by? It feels more
Hold on.
inspired by than actually a cover of.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. I could be very wrong. Regardless of that, the halftime performance is definitely going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I know some people were like, "F," and even I was like, "Ah, really? This is what we got." But his album was actually really good. Going back through and listening to it again, I'm like, "Yeah, no, this makes sense." I mean, he had new music. It did really good. He got screwed over by the Grammys, not a single nomination.
I know it's nuts.
We
I don't know why.
And it's nuts. So I think he's gonna kind of like do a revenge performance at the halftime show.
Like blow everyone away,
Yeah,
basically.
like bass. I imagine he does the entire album in like 15 minutes,
Oh.
and just proves why he should have like been nominated for all that. That's basically his case to the Grammys committee. It's like, hey, go F yourself. I deserve to be in there. Not Taylor Swift. Thank you very much.
And he's like blows up like a makeshift Emmy.
But before he blows up the Grammy Award, he's like, I'm gonna let you finish, but I did better.
Exactly. Oh, and that'd be a good thing. It's not on the bets, so like that might be a reference that he could probably do.
What we're basically saying is at the time of this recording, there's not a lot of bets, but the halftime performance is definitely one to look out for.
Definitely.
It's definitely like a very interesting change because they had Shakira and J-Lo last year, which I thought was a really good performance by the two of them.
Yeah, it was good.
It was definitely a better than, which one I'm going for, Maroon
Yes,
5.
I know which one you're going for. That's low-hanging fruit at this point.
I'm just beating the dead horse because the horse said all the right things and it didn't do any of it. I mean, what are
I
you gonna do about it?
have no idea. It's such low hanging fruit, it's rotting on the ground.
I mean, it is, but I'm still gonna go for it. It's right there.
Gotta take them where you can.
I just thought it was a really weird jump to go from like J-Lo and Shakira to The Weeknd. When there's a lot of artists they could have gone, but I guess maybe because of the pandemic too, that might have limited their choices.
Maybe.
I feel there's two ways to do this argument for this halftime in particular because of the pandemic and stuff. There would have been a lot of artists available all of a sudden that usually wouldn't be available to do it, and maybe that's why The Weeknd got it. Because I think he was planning a big tour for the album, and then, our good friendly neighborhood COVID hit.
Yeah, a good friendly neighborhood COVID decided to fuck our shit.
And just remember, kids, always wear your mask where you're supposed to.
Don't be stupid, stupid. Wear a mask.
Don't be dumb, stupid. Wear a mask. Yeah, that's it. That's the PSA right there.
PSA, poorly written podcast. Put it on a poster.
But I think that's part of it. The other part of it is, like, maybe artists aren't just willing to travel all the way to the Super Bowl and not perform for a certain amount of people.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason they
thrive on the audience.
Yeah, I'm like, a lot of people thrive on the audience. And mind you, the attendance is going to be very interesting because the NFL gave away 7,500 tickets to vaccinated frontline workers.
That's good of them. One good thing they've done all year.
It's the best thing they've done in quite a while, but, you know, they dug themselves like a 50-foot deep hole.
Yeah, and they're just trying to... they're in the hole with the Falcons.
Welcome to the pit of misery. It's like the NFL itself. It's like, isn't
population.
The entire world?
Pit of misery. Population. Roger Goodell, NFL administration, Atlanta Falcons, and the New York Jets.
Oh, those Dane Jets.
Yeah, but they look like they're trying to climb themselves out, which is good.
Oh, look at them. They tried climbing. They did so well. They missed the Trevor Lawrence hanging fruit.
Aaron Rodgers laughs at you.
Jacksonville's just like the little Gollum. It's like, my precious. Just grabs Trevor Lawrence. That's horrific.
Just grabs Trevor Lawrence and brings him down to the hole.
Hey, what's this all? Don't go down there.
Exactly.
That's the tank hole. But it's like, it's not a proper tank hole. Anyways, let's get back to the halftime performance.
Let's try our best.
I couldn't tell you what the weekend is planning, but just know I think he's gonna do good.
Yeah, could you imagine if the halftime show is like a pre-recorded thing?
Ooh. It's one of those at home concerts that they did early on in the pandemic. Some of them weren't bad. But you know, for a Super Bowl halftime performance, I think.
Yeah, nah.
Nah. If I see one Zoom camera, if I see one Zoom camera, I'm out.
If I see one more Zoom camera, I'm murking a bitch.
If I see one more Zoom camera. Oh my God.
This one-on-one was a good idea.
It was a good idea. You know, we get some creative energy. We get more, you know, screen time. I mean, podcast time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just here sipping my tea. We're talking, you know, we haven't even got to, like, I wouldn't even call it the meat, but we haven't got to, like, the main part of this episode yet.
That's because I'm still pulling up stats and trying to understand what they mean.
Oh, yes, Mike. Tell them the game plan. We're stalling.
Yeah. Writing down in my notebook. Panic.
Don't worry. I'll keep stalling. How about those commercials that are not going to be there? Because, like I said earlier, some companies have decided to pull out of doing a commercial. And they put that money they would have done for the commercial towards COVID relief and, like, you know, just to help out the fight against COVID, which I think is actually
a nice little marketing gesture.
I mean, it's good PR. I'm not trying to make fun of them and be like, you look at you, you're trying to get the good favors of the people.
No, that's for, I think, like, next, that's for June.
You know who could use some good PR? Robin Hood.
Oh God. Okay, I'm gonna ask you this. How many people in the commercials that will be aired are gonna be wearing masks? More than 50%?
Are you asking a prop bet?
Yeah, it's a prop bet.
How many people in the commercials are gonna be? That's a good question. Because I haven't seen too many commercials with people with masks on them. What the hell is this?
I've seen those like car commercials and stuff.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Excuse me.
Yes.
I'd hate to break up the sausage fest and all. I'm really glad you guys are recording an episode. Why was I invited? What are you guys doing?
You were
We're talking about
invited.
sports.
You were invited. I don't know what your quote was, but it was something blah blah blah. I don't do sports ball, blah blah blah.
That's true. What sports are we talking about, though? I want to know.
Oh, you know, the Super Bowl. The big game.
Oh, the Super Bowl. Yeah, no, I don't
Big game.
want to talk about that. Really, the only thing I want to add in is that Tom Brady is a fucking bitch. That's it. You guys have fun with your episode. Bye.
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 Wow, that was weird.
I know.
And
That was
totally
really weird.
unscripted.
Wink, wink, wink.
Wink, wink. No. I was trying to say nudge, nudge, but my brain just decided to have just decided to glitch out.
Yeah. So basically, people are going to be wearing masks commercials, including the M&Ms.
That's interesting, because like the M&Ms don't wear clothes in the first place, and they're really worried about COVID. You really gotta think about that hard. It's like they don't wear clothes. I mean, they wear the gloves and the shoes, but that's it.
I know, and they're not worried about melting or anything.
They're not worried about melting in the first place. Like, can M&Ms get COVID-19?
I don't know. They are sentient.
They are sentient, but that doesn't mean they don't have an immune system. It's just chocolate.
I
What's your immune system? A good center of chocolate.
know.
That ought to stop it. Hey everyone, Zach here. We want to talk about our sponsor, Fine and Fresh Soap. Fine and Fresh makes their soap with all natural ingredients, including glycerin, which can help leave your skin nice and soft. Some of the scents include almond honey, lavender, and so much more. We're offering our listeners 15% off when you use the promo code PODCAST15 at checkout to get 15% off your purchase. Again, the code is PODCAST15. This offer runs all the way to the end of February, and we know February is not a very long month, so act fast. Link to the store is in the description down below. And now, let's resume your podcast.
Yeah, I thought that ought to
To
stop the
answer
cold.
your to answer your question, I think somewhere between, and I might be lowballing this, I'd say between 10 to 15% will have masks that aren't about COVID-19 relief. So not talking about COVID. Like, there is going to be commercials about COVID, but I think the ones not about COVID, I think 10 to 15% of those will have mask. Because let's just face it, there's going to be a lot of talk about COVID.
Yeah, it's kind of like you kind of have to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't get people who just go along their lives and they never mention COVID once. I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
You
no
live under,
pose.
are you living under a rock? Because go back under there.
There's just some people, like, I know people who, like, I hope everybody knows about it. What do you tell a person what do you tell a person who went into a coma at like halftime of the Super Bowl last year and now they're just waking up? What do you do? And they're like, "Hey, why are we all wearing masks now?" And they're like, "Well, you're not gonna believe this."
The world's on fire.
Oh, the world's basically on fire. But the Chiefs won. It's like the Chiefs. It was the 49ers. What the? This person is also a 49ers fan, so.
Ooh, poor Niners.
Oh well, those poor 49ers, they can't figure out what's going on with Jimmy Garoppolo.
I know.
They'll figure it out at some point, but like, Jimmy G's on the chopping block.
I think they should keep him. It would be a bigger mistake than the Falcons trading away Brett Favre.
But see, they didn't know what they had. The Falcons always do that. They trade away things they know they didn't have.
Yeah.
You could probably build a Super Bowl winning squad on the Falcons of all the good players they let walk or trade away.
Probably. I see that about like a bunch of teams, probably.
There's quite a few teams you could probably add and make a squad. But anyways, I think we're ready to do this to recap.
Yeah, let's talk about championship weekend.
I think we beat, you know, we did the fluff stuff, you know, like, ooh, fluffy.
Yeah.
Let's get into that championship weekend recap. First off, the NFC championship, that was the first game of the day.
Yes, this is all you.
This is all me. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Green Bay Packers. So the number 5 seed beat the number 1 seed. 31-26. Now, mind you, it was very close in the beginning. It was 7-0 in the first quarter. Then the Tampa Bay, I almost said the New England Patriots. doing. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Anyways, the Buccaneers went on to score 14 more points in the second. Green Bay only scored 10, and then the start of the third quarter, Tampa starts off by scoring immediately, but then Green Bay started to do, you know, they scored 13 in the third, and then to kind of end it all, Green Bay had a chance to go for a touchdown, and they decided to kick it. Kick a field goal when you have one of the greatest. Here's the thing, is Matt LaFleur of the Packers. LaFleur of the Packers, he said, he's like, you always regret it when it doesn't work in your favor in the end. Which is a very neutral way of saying, I fucked up hard.
I had a giant brain fart and we lost the Super Bowl.
We lost a chance to go to the Super Bowl in his second year. That doesn't happen.
I know.
And the interesting thing is, like, the interesting thing about these NFC teams, is that you can always, a lot of these teams would win more Super Bowls if you go back to one moment, like the Seahawks and the Patriots, where you're on the 2-yard line on the goal line against the Patriots and, like, time's winding down and you have the best running back in the game. What do? Throw the ball.
Exactly.
They'd even try to go for, like, a hard play-action fake. They just passed. Could have gone back-to-back. And then, what, the Falcons not running out the clock, and then the 49ers not scoring. I mean, not going for it on 4-1. I mean, there's a lot of mistakes. But, you know.
You can make a list.
You can make a list of all the NFC teams that screwed up at one particular moment. Or over the course of a game, like, one mistake was just bad time management.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get some stats. Tom Brady completing 20 out of 36 pass attempts, 280 yards, 3 touchdowns, but 3 interceptions, all coming in the fourth. Then you got Aaron Rodgers, 33 completed out of 48 pass attempts, 346 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception that, I swear to God, did not look like an interception.
It's just one of those. It's one of those things that even under review, the refs will still screw up.
Yeah, it was one of those things. I'm like, I don't know how that was an interception, but whatever. Rushing yards: Leonard Fournette, 12 carries, 55 yards, 1 touchdown. This was a passing game. This was a shootout. Aaron Jones, 6 carries, 27 yards. He left the game in the third with injury. In my room, he left at some point with the injury. I don't remember when. But then,
I think it was a second or third.
Yeah. Receiving yards, you know, Chris Godwin, mm-hmm. 5 catches and 110 yards. And for the Packers, it wasn't Davante Adams, who was like the top scorer. It was Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who in the NFC Championship had 115 yards. And 1 touchdown. And 1 touchdown. He only had 4 receptions. Now, I'm not pulling up what the ratio of, like, targets to receptions is, but, generally speaking, that would be a pretty good game for a guy who's not the number 1 wide receiver on a team.
Yeah.
Anyways, I could talk a lot about this game. It's clearly it was clearly a mix. It was Green Bay's game to lose, and they lost. It really was. I mean, especially towards the end, it was their game to lose. I'm not saying the whole game. Let me get my thoughts together. I'm not saying that Green Bay didn't make any mistakes, but the referees were blind as hell that game.
Yeah, it's ref ball was clear and plain to see.
Mind you, the penalty ratio, Tampa only had two penalties for 8 yards. Somehow, I don't know how that worked. And then Green Bay had four penalties for 30 yards. Now, mind you, the Tampa Bay defense, they weren't playing what I would call tough defense. They were literally bullying some of these wide receivers and stuff to the ground. It was pretty bad. Of course, Green Bay made mistakes. I mean, when you get three interceptions basically in a row and you don't convert on those, that's an issue. That's an issue moving the offense.
Yeah. Sucks up, then connect.
It's just something wasn't clicking on the offense, and that's kind of an issue, so... that's going to be something they need to address. I mean, they just fired the defensive coordinator, which they should have done last year. I think they should have done it last year. They're not going to extend him. He's gone. Mike Potato is gone. But anyways, Mike, do you want to recap that AFC championship?
Well, sure. Well, in the AFC championship, the Kansas City Chiefs convincingly beat the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills, for the past few games, have shown that they have been able to do the impossible. They're back in the playoffs for what seemed in the first decades. Mm-hmm. And I can't really tell you the stats, but basically, I wanted the Bills to beat the Chiefs. I wanted the Bills to beat the Chiefs. And since Tampa Bay is going, I wanted them to beat Tampa Bay. But
that would have been an interesting matchup.
It's going to be the young gun. Yeah, it's going to be the young gun Mahomes against the old man Brady.
Yeah. I mean, what? Chiefs won 38-24. The Buffalo Bills, they were up 9-0 in the first quarter. And they would never, the only other time they would score 9 points is in the fourth quarter. Kansas City alone in the second scored 21 points. They went on a 21-3 run.
Yeah, and Pat Mahomes, in fewer plays, just outscored Josh Allen.
Mind you, unless pass attempts than Josh Allen by like 10 less pass attempts. So Josh Allen threw 48 attempted pass. Pat Mahomes threw 38. So Josh Allen had 48 pass attempts. He completed 28 of those. So he was 500. And then Patrick Mahomes completed 29 out of 38. I think his passer rating was ridiculously high for that game.
Yeah.
Especially considering the week before he was out on concussion protocol. He came back. He was you could tell he was not himself, but he still put up 325 yards and 3 touchdowns. What does that tell you, Mike?
He's a damn machine.
He's a young little billy goat is what that tells me. Look at this little young billy goat. rushing yards. Josh Allen had 88 rushing yards. He led the team in rushing for the Bills. And then you got Darrell Williams. 13 carries, 52 yards, 1 touchdown, which is pretty good for a running back. He was leading the team in that too. Cole Beasley led the team in receiving, 7 catches, 88 yards. Tyreek Hill, though, 9 catches and 172 yards.
It's
once again, this was the Chiefs game to lose, and
they won big time.
They won. So anyways, we could go on about the losers and stuff.
Let's also mention that Andy Reid was playing NFL coaching simulator while everyone else was glitching out on Madden.
I know. He was moving so far ahead and stuff. It was unbelievable to just kind of like watch and see his mind move. Andy Reid, he's always been like a great coach to watch, but then once he made that switch from Alex Smith to Patrick Mahomes, he finally found the guy who could get it done.
Yeah, those two just sort of clicked.
And mind you, Andy Reid has worked with some pretty great NFL quarterbacks.
Some of the best across his career, especially in the Eagles.
Yes, the Eagles, Donovan McNabb. I think he was part of that one, if I remember correctly. Sure. I'd have to double check. He's worked with some, even before becoming a coach, he worked with some, you know, he worked with some great talent.
Yeah, he was an assistant offensive line and a quarterback coach for the Packers until 98.
So he was in the 2005 and 6 season. So like early on, like the Eagles hired him as their head coach in 1999. And he drafted Donovan McNabb. So he's worked with McNabb. He's worked with Michael Vick, who I know people are like still very weary on, but he was one of the better quarterbacks he's worked with. Speaking purely on just like a skill set, not on a personal set.
Yeah.
But then when he went to Kansas City, he worked, you know, with Alex Smith, but now he's working with Patrick Mahomes, so. You know, he's always had...
It's a great pair.
He's always had his quarterback situation figured out. A lot of coaches can't even figure that out.
It's the rest of the team that he needed to build around. Mm-hmm. And this Chiefs team is probably, I think, the best in the NFL right now.
Well,
especially when it comes to quarterback and coach communication.
Well, they were the favorite to go back-to-back, and it was strong, too. It wasn't even just a little bit. It was a very strong chance of them going back-to-back. I still believe they're going to go back-to-back at this point. I mean, I was hoping for, like, a Bills-Packers, you know, just something different. Like, Rodgers going...
I would have you Browns-Packers.
Who had Browns and Packers?
It's a dream, not actually think of it, but...
That would have been a funny one, Browns and Packers. That would have been Packers all day long, no question.
Of course, but still, it would be nice to see the Browns in the Super Bowl. Instead of the Steelers.
That's true. But anyways, those are your winners and losers. Bills and Packers had really good seasons, respectively, but not good enough. So we're going to move on to what we think about this matchup between the Buccaneers and the Chiefs. Because I think I gave away my prediction, but I really think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to go back-to-back.
Oh, I wanted to go that way so much.
And I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you why I wanted to go back-to-back for them.
Tell us why, Zach. Tell us why.
This team, despite some of their shortcomings, is still really, really good. And I feel like the Tampa Bay defense, they didn't do too well. Speaking statistically, they didn't do the greatest against Aaron Rodgers and a passing quarterback. They stopped the run game. Congratulations, you stopped the run game. You want to know what else? You want to know what else? Now he's just going to throw. And Patrick Mahomes, not only can he run, he can throw. This is a guy who's throwing no look passes like no tomorrow. He's just back and he's like,
yeet.
Travis Kelce's open down there. Yeet.
Kelce's over there somewhere. I don't even need to look.
It's like Kelce's it's over just there.
The ball's magnetized to him.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a thing about Patrick Mahomes. It's like he's very versatile. I mean, Lamar Jackson's very versatile too, but he sometimes I feel
he
like
hit his peak.
I didn't think he hit his peak. I think he just hit a wall in his career. He kind of hit a wall in his career because people have figured him out. So what is he going to do about it? Patrick Mahomes, no, it seems like they're similar, but like there's just something about Patrick Mahomes. He's so smart. His football IQ is really up there when it comes to plays and stuff. Like he knows what he's going up against before he even gets up to the line. You can just tell by personnel. He could just go, yeah, they're running cuff, they're running zone. Yeah. I know if I throw a short to Travis Kelce, it's over.
But he just knows how to play those war games.
He knows how to play the game, and he plays very well. Now, mind you, the quarterback on the other side is Tom Brady, who, if this was Tom Brady, even 5 years ago, I might have picked Tampa Bay, but. This is an older Tom Brady that's not consistent towards the end of the game.
Yeah.
Of course, that might be different because he's playing in the Super Bowl. He wants to go get that seventh ring.
Yeah, and you could just tell in the NFC Championship that he wanted to win. Like, they're just, you could say he wants to win every game. Sure, he wants to get that undefeated season that was stolen from him. But also, there are just times where you can just tell his ego's crushed and he's just breaking down.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference between like a pissed off quarterback and like a beaten quarterback. I mean, like we've seen like guys like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, like they get pissed off and they start slinging the ball like, you know, pinpoint accuracy. Like they could throw that thing. They could throw it onto like the T-ball stand and get it to land perfectly, you know?
Exactly.
But I feel like between the two, I feel like Mahomes has a slight edge because he knows if he can't make the throw, he's just going to run. And he's very good at those shovel passes too, where he just kind of flicks it. Tom Brady's really not that great at shovel passes.
Yeah, I think he's more attuned to like, I think either I might be wrong because I haven't really watched any Tampa Bay games and he might change up his look.
No,
he's besides the uniform and having like a Tampa Bay merch line.
Tom Brady is still Tom Brady, but he looks like Tom Brady from like 5-10 years ago.
Yeah, I think he's more of like a runner or a long shooter.
Tom Brady is more of like that pocket passer, that traditional pocket passer like Joe Montana was.
And he's being pressured more than ever.
Yeah. Everybody's figured out what I have figured out years ago about Tom Brady. If you rattle his cage, he tends to not do too hot, but you got to rattle it from the start.
I know.
Which is something what the Eagles did in their Super Bowl win against them. They rattle him pretty quick. Like that, you gotta apply that pressure in that first quarter. Otherwise, you were gonna be in for a hell of a time. And considering they made it all the way to the Super Bowl with Nick Foles, they were like, we gotta go beat up Tom Brady. That's kind of my advice to the Kansas City Chiefs and in their play against the Super. I mean, they have the guys to do it. Go rough off Tom Brady in that first quarter and watch them keep screwing up throughout the rest of the game.
Exactly, their defense can definitely do it.
The defense can definitely do it. The question is Andy Reid going to bring the pressure that early on? Now, mind you, he is a great NFL coach, so I would not be surprised if he goes through the film and he's like, if we just rough off Tom Brady in the first quarter, we might have a better shot at winning. Because the one thing you never do is underestimate Tom Brady.
No, that's how he wins.
That's how he wins. If you overestimate Tom Brady, that's how you win. Expect him to do everything and then throw out those expectations because he won't do that.
Right.
Think you're going to get him on a sack on this one? Forget it. He's going to run down the field.
You think you're going to pick this off? Nope.
the ball just gets a little bit of extra boost.
Exactly.
A little bit of boost.
When Tom Brady takes all those Super Bowl rings, he can definitely shoot some ball.
Little did you know, he wears all the rings underneath his gloves. Who knew taking them off? Bruce Arians is like, Tom, you could just put them away for like 5 seconds. Like, come on, we gotta go play.
He's like the damn Mandarin from Iron Man.
But Tampa Bay has a pretty solid squad. I'm not, as much as I am, you know, mad that they got there, I'm not totally surprised. Like, I did pick them to win the NFC South. You know, that was my, like, really early. I'm like, I think Tampa's just going to get farther than the Saints would, and people call me crazy, and then the Buccaneers beat up the Saints, so.
So, yeah.
Who's wrong?
That's mostly because now? That's mostly because they didn't realize, me included, that the Saints did not help Breeze at all ever since they won their Super Bowl.
No, they wasted Breeze for years.
Yeah, and now he's an injured mess who's now retiring.
He is projected to retire. He hasn't come out yet, and he's like, hey guys, I'm done. Like, Philip Rivers was like, screw this. I'm not going to win a Super Bowl. I'm out. That's a guy they should have helped.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to this game. I really do think the Chiefs have the best shot at winning the Super Bowl. It's not like a 99% right. guarantee. It's like, yeah, like I give them 70% likely probability they're going to win it. Now that I say it out loud, Tom Brady's going to hear this podcast. He's going to be like, these motherfuckers,
I'm going to come up to Long Island, sink it into the ocean, and I'm going to come to upstate New York and burn it to the ground.
Yeah, that's basically it.
I'm going to turn New York State into the New York Jets. Adam Gase is your new governor.
I could argue the Chiefs have maybe a little bit lower percent chance of winning, but I think 70 is a good number. Like, there's that room to fail, but I think they're going to rise to the challenge and get it.
Yeah, from what I've seen, the Chiefs aren't what they were last year, but they're a little bit weaker, but they still have that, like what you said, 70% chance of winning.
Yeah.
They have, that solid chance.
Yeah, I'm
just hoping, 'cause they have everything working for them.
I'm just hoping they don't get cocky. That's really it. They're not a team that gets cocky, usually. What, their one loss was to the Raiders because they got cocky, and then since then they were fine?
Yeah.
You know, like you just don't get cocky. That's all I got for the Chiefs. It's like, go out there, play the brand of football everyone knows you can go and play, and don't get cocky. That's it. The Buccaneers, right. The Buccaneers really need to mess with Patrick Mahomes. I think it goes both ways. Because the Tampa Bay defense can make plays. They have the front line to make plays. And they are going to be, the Chiefs are going to be out without their star tackle, Eric Fisher, which might present some issues, but they usually have a pretty good O-line, so I'm not too worried, but we'll see what happens. Maybe they exploit the new guy coming in, maybe, you know, maybe something else happens.
We can only guess at this point.
At this point, we're guessing, like, just outside a week before the Super Bowl, so. We don't know any injuries or anything like that. How some more people could probably be out from injury practice. Wouldn't that suck? You work so hard all the way to get to the Super Bowl, and then you get hurt in like the practices leading up to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's kind of like Richard Sherman when he was on the Seahawks,
mm-hmm.
you know, going to the Super Bowl.
that sucks. When I hear that, like someone gets hurt. And usually they throw a lot more backstory into it, like, oh, they worked so hard, and it's like, oh, no.
Like that damn sob story.
Oh no, why did they have to go and tear their MCL or ACL or get a sprained ankle? No, now they'll never so play damn in close. A big game. Anyways, Mike, who do you think's gonna win this one?
Oh, Chiefs.
There you go.
Two. I want the Chiefs to win. Like everything you said, like the Chiefs have that communication with the head coach and quarterback. They have a solid O-line. They have a solid D-line. They have a pretty good special teams. The thing is just the Bucks. They are.
You almost Tom did Brady it too, just, didn't you?
Yes.
You almost went the Pats.
I was like, Pats. But I'm like, oh yeah, because they have Gronk and Brady. But this time. Actually, no, wait, the Patriots did have Antonio Brown when Tom Brady was on the team. I forgot!
They did have Antonio Brown for a week.
And that's actually when he actually played in 2019.
I know. Those fantasy owners must be really mad.
I know.
They were, too. But, didn't OJ Simpson have Andrew Luck and Antonio Brown?
Another mistake, OJ.
I hope OJ doesn't listen.
I know. Hey there, Boy Ridden Podcast. Well, anyways,
it's all speculation, right?
it's basically all speculation, but I think the Bucks have the bigger holes to exploit.
Yeah, and if the Chiefs could figure out what those are early on, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
I do think it's going to be closer to what people think it's going to be. Mind you, I don't like doing like number predictions. Like I'm not that guy that's like, "Oh yeah, like Chiefs are going to win X amount of points compared to X amount of points." Cuz I hate that. I can pick a winner, but I'm not going to tell you how.
Yes, that's unrealistic. Like some people who do that, like they lose like $1,000 because they were off by like a percentile.
Yeah, they because the team didn't cover. You know, they didn't complete the cover, so they lose like $500 out of like what should have been theirs. Me, I like the pick-ems. I like to just pick winners. That's all I do, baby, is pick winners. I don't care.
I'll pick the winners.
I don't care how it gets there. They're all winners. That's me. I always get asked, it's like, what should I pick for winners? I'm like, well, let me tell you. You figure out the points. I'm just going to tell you who's going to win.
Exactly. You do the math. I'll do the good shit.
You do the math homework. I just pick the winners. I'm the person actually has to do it a group project. I just pick out the PowerPoint template.
Exactly. And you save the entire project.
And I save the entire project. We get at least participation credit.
Yeah.
My God. So we have both Chiefs. I don't think we need to argue about why too much more. No, I mean, I kind of explained
why.
I kind of understand the sport of football a little bit, if you will. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. You did play.
I did play football in high school. I should have played more than what they gave me, but you know, that's it is what it is. is what it is at this point, but I do understand football enough to win where I'm like, you know, these teams are in the Super Bowl, I'm not surprised. The only team that really baffled me was the Rams. I don't know how they got in there, honestly. That was a really weird year. For the NFC.
They lost to the Jets.
Even Green Bay. I don't think Green Bay was in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Wait, you know it's like whack when it's like, okay, this is just a weird year. Like, I knew whoever went from the AFC was going to beat the Rams. I didn't think it was going to be the Patriots, but. Come to think of it, I think that was the first year the Chiefs winner in the AFC championship.
Huh.
I think that was the first time, and then they lost. So
We can do it. We'll go up and do an addendum in the podcast description.
We'll figure it out at some point. That's not really a show note, but I'm just speculating.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at my computer, at my second screen, like I'm just expecting the answer to pop up.
That's because you're so entitled to that second screen.
Anyways.
Anyway.
Any final thoughts about the Super Bowl? I'm actually excited.
I am too. I am too. The Super Bowl, it's something that I've been looking forward to for like the past year, because 2020 was such a
Yeah.
dumpster fire. I'm hoping that, since the Super Bowl last year was the last good thing to happen before everything turned to flames, that this will be a good thing that'll turn everything, hopefully, daisies.
It's kind of funny how Shakira and J-Lo were like the closing act of normalcy. They took normalcy with them. Because like not soon after that, we were all bundled up in our houses with no sports.
Yeah.
But we're fortunate to have a Super Bowl. I mean, some people argue we shouldn't have sports. Like, yeah, but do you remember those like first few months where we had no sports?
Yeah.
Those were bad.
No, there were.
Those were bad. And say what you want, sports have become such a vital part of our entertainment on a weekly basis, even if you weren't super into sports. But, here we are. That's our Super Bowl episode. Thank you so much for listening. Be
Thank
sure,
you.
thank you. Check us out, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We're on
Plug.
all theirs. What'd you say?
Plug.
Plug.
Plug
Anyways,
it all to
subscribe to
hell.
us on YouTube. We have a community Discord server, so if you're on Discord, you see the Discord community server link. Join. Join the
Please,
cult.
we post memes.
We post memes. We share music. We play Among Us. We can play other games too, man. Anyways, that's all we got to plug for now. That's all we got for now. There might have been some hints to some other episodes coming up soon, but who knows?
Blatant hits,
Blatant
hints.
hints. Man, we're really gonna hit the stonks market, aren't we?
Oh yes, we are. We're gonna hit the big stonks.
Stonks. Anyways, let's get out of here before we give away too much. Thank you so much for listening. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye. So long. Auf
So long,
Wiedersehen.
farewell.
Bon voyage.
Adieu.
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 Adieu. Hey, Emperor Palpatine, what kind of soda do you want from the pizza place? Adieu.
Do it.
Do it. I'm gonna.